The historic 150-room lodge closed in March, one of several times over the past decade that it's alternated between open and closed. Mortgage holder Dick Short says starting the long process of foreclosure is another step to get control from the Telemark operators so he can sell the 1,000-acre resort. He says he's negotiating with three different groups of potential buyers.
You know, there's a few people who's contacted me, and we're trying to work out some things maybe and answer some of their questions.
Is there anything close, or are you still a ways away?
Oh, we don't even have a contract on anything.
Reopening Telemark is important for northern Wisconsin. It's the starting point of the American Birkebeiner cross-country ski race and a large local employer. Despite the challenges, Short's optimistic Telemark will reopen soon.
It's got a really, really good chance of something happening by summer. You know, we're working with the Berkey, so we're trying to ensure things. And so, I mean, there's some things that we're trying to put to bed and to help move on to the next thing. And it's kind of like a moving target a little bit, but it is a great piece of country. And, you know, the economy's doing a little bit better maybe. And so, you know, that might make some people think more about buying Telemark. 2 years ago, you know, everybody was scared to death.
But Telemark faces several civil suits for back taxes and $42,000 in small claims by local businesses that have gone unpaid by previous operators. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.